Hello and welcome to the Young Hair Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Wayne Young. I'll summarize all the latest and best proven advances and advice for you to get the most out of your hair restoration. Each episode, I'll cover the most common questions about hair restoration and also the best ways to get the most out of your procedure. I keep it real easy, so let's get started. And hello everyone. So today we're going to talk about corrective hair transplants. What are they? Who are they for? And why do we do it? First up, it's something quite common now, and I see at least one patient a week with a past procedure from Turkey or another country or even a local doctor where the result is just not good enough. Let's illustrate this with a real life story. Now, I can't mention names. I'll call the patient John. Okay, so John came to see me and he was about 18 months post frontal hair transplant of approximately 2,500 grafts. And this was performed by a doctor in the UK. On history, there seemed to be no problems with the extraction or the implants, which were done by the stick-in-place method. You may ask, what is the stick-in-place method? Well, it's where the doctor makes many tiny holes, a couple of thousand, and where the staff then place these follicles into these little holes with forceps. His recovery otherwise was uneventful. I assessed his photos during the procedure and post, and they all looked quite fine. He did say that he did some Zoom reviews, which were reasonably regularly performed. And he told me also that his growth probably stopped at least 3 to 4 months in. And then they said that, well, just continue and we'll see what the result is at about 12 months. So first up, let's just think about that. I think the review process needed to be more thorough, and I'm not too sure if the doctor was actually reviewing the patient. Secondly, if the growth suddenly stopped or stopped at about 3 months and there was no progression from 3 months to 6 months, you'd hope that the doctor would jump in and say, okay, there's something going on, let's try this and this and this and this, but nothing was done. Okay, so I think that review process was not good enough. I don't think he had more than 30% of his grafts survive, so this is just not appropriate in terms of result. So luckily for him, he had a thick mop of hair in the rest of his head, which was able to cover the bald areas. And he will get a repair done by the same clinic in the UK, which I have to say I'm quite happy for him. And it's good that they've honored the and respected the patient to give him this opportunity to repair. What other things do I think about this particular patient? I think I would have certainly followed him much more thoroughly. I would have probably applied some PRP, some extra Rogaine, and also probably given him some other peptides of some sort. Okay. And not all patients are able to return overseas, and certainly some don't want to go back to that clinic. And also of note, there's certainly some repairs that are just not able to be performed by some of these clinics. So what can go wrong? We've heard about John with the 20%, 30% result. And I essentially classify the problems into two categories: poor design, poor growth or harvesting, or a combination of the above. So, for example, poorly designed low hairline with poor density or poor growth. or a poor growth and over-harvesting. So the donor area has been over-harvested and the follicles that were transplanted didn't survive. Bad plus bad. So what can I repair? Well, a lot of problems can be repaired, but it depends on the patience and fortitude of the patient. For example, a poorly designed low hairline with the wrong follicles placed in the wrong direction. What is the fix? Well, remove the low follicles, get that hairline into a more natural height and shape, remove the wrong follicles, and reimplant them further back to increase density, and also probably add follicles to increase the density overall. This can be quite challenging and really, really quite tough. When the donor area is hove over harvested, it also may be asymmetrically over harvested. So some extraction can be applied in certain areas to even out the donor area so that it looks more harmonious and natural and balanced. If the donor area is very limited and we still need more follicles to repair the patient, I would then progress onto body hair transplants using beard or chest hair. In short, many poorly designed or performed hair transplants can be improved, or should I say, naturalized. And being natural or looking natural is probably the most important thing. They may require a few sessions, and it also requires significant skill and technique and technology to get the final result that's really, really required. And I have to say, a natural hairline or a natural result that doesn't stick out is really what most patients are looking for. So, if any of these particular issues have happened to you, or you've got any concerns about your results from previous doctors, please let me know and contact me, and let's see if we can work together to get your hairline or your hair transplant as natural as possible. Thank you. And thank you for your presence, and I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Reach out and like and follow us on Instagram. And if you would like a consultation with me, info@younghair.com.au. Please subscribe to this podcast to keep up to date. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.